Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. The New York Times reported news of Kim's rare trip abroad yesterday. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. The White House expressed concerns. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson, in a statement, said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. Cuba's foreign ministry is reporting a human trafficking ring that has coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine, adding that Cuban authorities were working to neutralize and dismantle the network. Few details were given to the media, but noted the trafficking ring was operated both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles away from Moscow, and in Russia. Steve Harwell, the former lead singer of Smash Mouth from San Jose, California, has died from liver failure at 56. His death was announced by his manager, Robert Hayes, who said in a statement to Rolling Stone that Harwell passed away peacefully and comfortably with his family and friends by his side. Another loss in the music world, Gary Wright. Son Justin tells us his father passed away yesterday morning at his home in Palos Verdes Estates. That's in the South Bay of California. Many illnesses plagued the singer, but Parkinson's progressed rapidly over the past year. Today is officially International Day of Charity. It's also National Cheese Pizza Day. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nearly 40 million Americans are expected to feel the heat this week.
A heat wave is expected to bring 100-degree temperatures to around 38 million people. The eastern and central U.S. are baking in the heat, with some cities seeing record-high temperatures. Forecasters say the heat will ease in the Midwest by Wednesday and move into the southern plains and south later in the week. I'm Dave Collins.
Without much time to spare, Country Gardens made interest payments on U.S. dollar bonds hours ahead of a grace period deadline. A person close to the firm said, pulling it from the brink of default for the second time in 4 days and bringing relief to the crisis-hit Chinese property sector. All eyes are on Congress this month as U.S. lawmakers once again face a shutdown deadline on October 1st.
Republicans and Democrats will debate over roughly a dozen separate pieces of legislation being packaged to fund the federal government. However, many expect there will be another continuing resolution. Hardline Republicans with the Freedom Caucus are seeking concessions from Democrats, including specific language about border security. They also want the Defense Department to change its lax abortion policies for service members. Several top leaders in the U.S. Senate have said bipartisanship is the best way forward. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, Joe Biden says it's working. The reality of the pain of Bidenomics is drowning out his spin about the Biden economy. Meanwhile, the president has the temerity to take a swipe at Trump's economy as part of the labor speech to union members. The public policy analyst, economics professor, Dr. Michael Bussler joins us now. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, appreciate the time and insight. You know, the people are getting spun three ways to Sunday, but I'll tell you, you know, Michael, help us understand. I mean, is the president just blatantly lying to everybody, or are there some matrix, something that would, you know, give him some ground to stand on that says that Bidenomics is actually working? We're just not seeing it. What are we missing here?
So with all politicians, they always like to spin things. And there's a whole lot of economic data out there. And if you sort of pick and choose some of it to highlight, you can say things are real good. So what he says is, look, the unemployment rate is down to 3.8%. We've created, I think the number he throws out there is 13 million new jobs. So everybody should be working now and everybody should be happy. We've invested money in green energy. We've invested money in electric vehicles. So if you take a look at all that, he would say everything looks pretty rosy.
Now, well, let me ask you this, Michael. Can I ask you something, though, real quick? Okay, they always tout these numbers. And going back to the Obama-Biden days, these numbers were always juiced. I mean, they were worked in such a way that, oh, well, these people decided not to work arbitrarily. Somehow the economists decided, well, because they decided not to work, we're not going to count them in the number anymore. And so we're back to creating a black market labor force where people are working under the table because of the cost of living and everything else that's going on. I know at one time you and I talked about this and thought that maybe it could be anywhere from 8 to 10 million people that we could best verify that were working under the table. That was during the Biden-Obama years, and I think we're recreating that that element again. I'm sorry if I took you off track here a little bit, but I think that this is important to consider and maybe contributory to these juiced numbers that we're getting.
So let me start with one point. If somebody is to be included in a labor force, you have to be either working or actively seeking a job. Now, if you're not actively seeking a job, you're not counted in the labor force and therefore not included in any calculation for unemployment in the unemployment rate that's generally published. Now, they do calculate other unemployment rates, and if you include what we call discouraged workers, people who have dropped out of the labor force and don't think they can find a job or for whatever reason have stopped looking for a job.
They don't think they can eat anymore. They don't, their body doesn't tell them they should eat. So, yeah, we just won't work anymore, right? That makes sense.
Well, the reason that number is so high, these discouraged workers, is that the government makes it fairly easy for someone to still survive and not work. Look, you look during the pandemic, there was a lot of people afterwards that wouldn't go back to work and are dropped out of the labor force. You would say, well, how do they eat? Well, the federal government was handing out free money for a couple of years there. And most of that free money for younger people in particular, most of that they ended up saving. They lived in an apartment. They didn't have to pay their rent. And they couldn't get evicted because it was a moratorium on evictions. I live in New Jersey, and that moratorium extended well past the pandemic. Hey, look, I went to college. I have some student loans, but I don't have to pay those either. And the federal government has extended unemployment compensation benefits for a longer time period, and they've just increased the amount of money that they'll give in food stamps. So the bottom line was the government was giving all this money, and most of the people I talked to, and I don't have any hard data, but most of the younger people I talked to said to me, look, we're going to stretch this out as long as we possibly can until we finally run out of money and have to go back to work. So it was the government contributing all of that money, thinking they were doing the right thing, that allowed these people to stay out of the labor market.
This is what happens when you give the keys to the wrong kids, right? The keys
exactly.
to the car. This is
exactly.
Just, and the damage that they've done along the way here, Michael, in much the same way like what's happened with the school system. You keep the kids out of class. You dumb them down. They're anywhere from, 12 to 24 months behind.
Uh-huh.
And some experts are saying that we'll never catch up, Michael, for those lost years. And I'm wondering if something similar when it comes to the labor force, because you take them out of competing and you kind of inject this, what I want to call it. It's just a bad idea and bad mentality that you've injected them with to think that, the government will take care of them. They're not as good. I mean, that's the other thing, too, that I was hearing anecdotally was, the people that were rehiring people, bringing them back, and they'd been out of the labor force for a couple of years. They weren't on their game, Michael. They were off. And so this two-year layoff, I think, was lose-lose all the way around. And, America is going to have to go through a real wake-up call here, and it's going to have to do it outside of the government because – unfortunately, Joe Biden and the Democrats, as long as they're in control, they feel like the only way they can stay in control is to buy votes, and they'll just throw money at it. And, I mean, we're looking – what are they talking about the deficit this year? Something like $2 trillion now? We were looking before about a trillion last year. They're looking at $2 trillion deficit, Michael, for this year. This is insane.
Yeah. And, of course, that takes the public debt up to close to $34 trillion. Dollars, and that's something we're also going to have to face. Real quick, on the other side of Bidenomics, now he paints a very positive picture. On the other side, you have massive government spending and creating these huge deficits, just as you mentioned. That creates excess demand in the economy, and that's a large contributor to the inflation problem that we have. Now, Biden will say, well, look, inflation was at 9%. It was his actions that brought it up to 9%. And he's saying, look, I have it down to 3.2% now. While most of the decrease in inflation was due to falling energy prices,
right.
And that's about to change. In fact, it changed last month when the consumer price index started to go up again. The number for August, which is due out, I think, either Monday or Tuesday, when that comes out, that's going to shock people and how large that is. And you'll see the annual inflation rate, which he says is 3.2% now, likely to go up close to 4%. And, of course, then the Federal Reserve is going to have to act. So what Bidenomics is spending massive amounts of money that we don't have.
Got to pick it up on the other side. More from Michael.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever.
You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Independent, that's our commitment to you. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Bustler is with us. He's the public policy analyst, economics professor. We're talking Bidenomics, yes. Trying to help us understand, because to hear the president, you think, wow, you know, this is all, you know, it's working. He says, oh, my goodness, going to go where, you know? And, you know, people are going, wait a minute, you know, right away he says it's working, and then I go out and buy a, you know, buy some milk, and I don't see it working. You know, I go and buy gas, it's not working. So in Joe Biden's world, somehow it seems to be working, and his counselors, and he continues to spin. So, Dr. Bussler, so the bottom line, you started to say, what is Bidenomics?
So, the president's advisors try to put a positive spin, as I said before the break, talking about some of the positive data. So what exactly is Bidenomics? It's massive increases in government spending, huge budget deficits, money spent on social issues to solve what he believes is social inequalities. He also believes climate change is an existential threat. So a lot of money went on climate change, and most of it, I'm not sure how productive it is. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, going along with his climate change, he said the U.S. has to start producing less fossil fuels. So prior to him taking office, we were producing more oil than any country in the world. We had more than we needed for us, and we were even exporting some. As a result of that vast increase in supply, energy prices were very reasonable. Well, Biden comes into office on his first day. He cancels the Keystone Pipeline. He makes it more difficult in the permitting process to get permits to drill. He said no more drilling on federal lands. He told banks, I'd be careful about lending to anybody in the petroleum industry because there is no future. Mm-hmm. Well, as a result of that, oil production went from 12.5 million barrels a day down to 11 million barrels a day. So that decrease in supply helped to drive energy prices up. And had he not canceled the Keystone Pipeline, it was about a year away from producing oil, that would have increased supply further and kept oil prices very reasonable, no matter what OPEC or anybody else did. So his policy was to reduce the energy consumption, increase government spending, try to raise taxes where he can. And then he sort of, now the Federal Reserve operates independently. They don't have to listen to anybody. They're independent. However, mm-hmm. the chair of the Federal Reserve wanted to get reappointed. So all through 2021, when the economy was growing at over a 6% rate, when the federal government was deficit spending nearly $3 trillion, for some reason, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates near zero and kept increasing the money supply by buying $240 billion a month worth of government bonds. That's a very expansionary monetary policy. But the economy was already growing at a 6% rate.
Exactly.
So
right.
you throw that in with Biden and you end up with a big mess.
Yeah, you're just adding fuel to the fire here. Michael, what I see in my very neophyte way is that what the damage that Joe Biden and Bidenomics has done is not going to be solved under new management in 4 years. I mean, this guy is doing generational damage here. It's almost like, in some sense, similar to what Nancy Pelosi did when she left office and she was no longer the speaker. She set up the next term in such a way, and the Republicans went along with it, which was, I'm thinking, what are you guys thinking? Going along with her agenda. You extended her agenda into the new session and sold out your leverage. For what? What did you get for that? Nothing that I can tell that really helps the American people. But meanwhile, then you get Joe Biden doing all this nefarious, crazy hocus-pocus economic stuff that's just killing our economy. But it's not that it's just killing our economy tomorrow. We're talking, potentially decades, Michael, that it's going to take a while. I mean, Donald Trump can come in or somebody who has the passion and the gravitas, to do something about it. But, this isn't going, we're not going to turn around, what he's done. Because, I mean, look at even Reagan, when he came in, it took him a while to right the ship because of the damage that Jimmy Carter did. And I see something similar here. Am I missing something?
No. A lot of what Biden has done has caused almost permanent damage. So if we get a new administration, a Republican administration, they will instantly reverse what they can on executive order, and that should help the energy industry. They'll start removing a lot of the unnecessary regulations that Biden put in all industries. And by that time, the Biden administration will probably prohibit us from using gas stoves, appliances in our homes. But so they can reverse that by executive order and try to get the regulations down to a minimum. That'll be a start. And then to fix the economy, you just need the policies that really made the economy grow. You know, when Reagan got in, and you're right, it took him a long time because the 70s were awful. But when he got in to office, he convinced Congress to do the Reagan tax cuts in 1982. The economy was coming out of a severe recession and very high interest rates. He convinced them to cut taxes for all Americans, including the wealthy. By 1984, the economy grew at a 7.4% annual clip. The inflation rate came way down. The unemployment rate came way down. And really, from 1982 to 2007, 25 years, we had a big growth spurt. Now, there was a little hiccup in 1991, a little recession in 2001, but essentially went on that 25-year growth spurt. So if we can get a Republican president into office next November and bring them in and put in the policies that made America great, it won't be quick, but I think we can turn this around in not too long of a time period.
Well, and the other thing, too, because of what the Democrats did, you know, to parts of corporate America and the oil sector and that sort of thing, I mean, these guys are going to, you know, keep their cards close to their vest, I would think, in terms of any kind of R&D and investment. Because they're thinking, okay, we might get away with this for four, we might eight, and then we got these knuckleheads coming back, and then they're going to blow up the energy sector once again, right?
Well, that's the fear. You know, there was a lot of nervousness even as the economy was growing in the 80s, and Ronald Reagan gave a speech, and he said, look, in business, if anybody's thinking about trying something new, going for growth, taking a chance, he said, now's the time to do it. He said, in his words, were just go for it.
Right.
And once he said go for it, people started to get the mentality that we can do these things. We need a whole new change in culture, not just in the presidency, but a change in culture to get back to the
attitude
that
exactly
made America great. Yes.
Well, the thing amazing, you know, 34%, according to Rasmussen, say the U.S. is heading in the right direction, but yet 40% of America supports this president. These numbers don't add up to me, Michael.
Yeah. I think a lot of the support for President Biden, and this was true in the election, is not so much vote for him, it's don't vote for the other guy. So they made Trump look so bad and so terrible, no matter what they said, you have to support my positions. That's the only thing really I can figure. Let me say one other thing. Again, I don't have hard data, but from people I've been talking to, some of which are Democrats, they tell me, look, there's no way I can vote for Biden. They say I'm just going to have to hold my nose and vote for Trump if he's the choice. So I think what Biden had going for him when he got elected, the Republican may have going for them in this next election.
Well, it remains a quandary. And when you've got a majority of Americans saying and still having their doubts about the results of the 2020 election, and we've got severe sentences being handed down to some of the J6ers, you know, for what? Because they disagreed with the process here and that happened. And hopefully we've learned and we can have a better showing when it comes to the 2024 elections. If only we can hope, right? Dr. Michael Bussler has been our guest. Thank you, Michael. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you, Bill.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. North Korea's dictating leader Kim Jong-un is set to travel to Russia this month to discuss with President Vladimir Putin supplying weapons for the Kremlin's war on Ukraine. The New York Times reported news of Kim's rare trip abroad yesterday. It comes as Moscow officials said they are discussing joint naval exercises with their Pyongyang counterparts. The White House expressed concerns. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said that armed negotiations between Moscow and Pyongyang are actively advancing. Cuba's foreign ministry is reporting a human trafficking ring that has coerced its citizens to fight for Russia in the war in Ukraine. Few details were given to the media, but noted the trafficking ring was operated both within the Caribbean island nation, thousands of miles away from Moscow, and in Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You know, I have to tell the kids that, experience defines preference, right? And for 2.5 years under the COVID pandemic that was spreading, we learned a lot. You know, when you pause for a moment, we learned a lot what was going on in the educational system, what our kids were being exposed to. We also have learned in the process the results of the pandemic, of social distancing and wearing masks. And I think there's still yet much to be discerned out of that experience and what impact it had. I mean, it's estimated educationally that our kids suffered anywhere from, 12 to 24 months of their educational experience. And I'm not talking about but just their knowledge and what this did, the kind of damage it did to their intellect in the process. The other aspect that it did in terms of social distancing and what it did, it didn't draw us closer. It really distanced us. It divided us all the more. And of course, we used mask mandates. And in fact, there was a recent video where somebody had tried to go into a hardware store and they weren't wearing a mask. And it caused a big ruckus. And, so people got very angry. And this kind of, this kind of activity, we need to, consider because of the damage that is affected. Jeff Kemp is with us. Jeff is a man of God, a former NFL QB and ministry leader, and he joins us now. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show, as always. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I was reading your note out there that you sent to everybody about, the trials of loneliness. And these things that, sometimes we think, like the old Simon and Garfunkel song, I am a rock, I am an island. Not really. I mean, it's one thing to sing the song, but, the fact of the matter is we've been designed for interaction. You know, this is why God said, basically, you know, what encompasses the most important rules, you know, you got to love God with all your heart and your soul and mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself. So those two key components are critical to life here on earth, this side of heaven, isn't it?
It is. You know, you go back to the beginning, there's Father, God, Lord Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And so God is a God of relationship. And then he makes Adam and Eve, and he designs them for relationship, both with him and with each other. Mm-hmm. And all through history, what God has guided us toward is to relate to one another, to care, to love your neighbor, to communicate, because God is a communicator. Mm-hmm. So that being his design, the thing you just were mentioning about a period in history recently where, you know, distance, be careful, be cautious, be skeptical, and then, you know, de facto pulling away from people. People pulled away from their social meetings. They pulled away from their little clubs. And, of course, they pulled away from church on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And men and women have been pulling away, particularly men, from consistent connection with friends for several decades. But that accelerated a lot during COVID, and it hasn't really changed dramatically. And there's actually, I was reading in the Wall Street Journal, research, particularly about men. Gosh, I think 4 in 10 Americans say they don't have a best friend. And it used to only be like 3 in 10 in 1990 and less than that before that. And the men friendship gap is bigger than the women's not having a best friend gap. And then I think they said, let's see, the percentage of men without any close friends jumped fivefold from 3% of men back in 1990 said, I don't have any close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And 2021, it jumped up to 15% say, I don't have any close friends. So that's lonely. That's isolation. That means you don't have someone to process life with, confide in, get some support, feel like you're known. And when you don't feel known, your self-confidence goes down, you know, your identity is weak. So there's a whole slew of mental health problems that go with this.
Exactly.
And others. With kids, you were talking about the academic problems.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, it's all a bunch of dominoes, Jeff. They start falling. And what happens here, I mean, this kind of impact on men, this is not sustainable. It's not in our best interest. I mean, you look back historically, and we see the benefits of having, you know, deep relationships. I know that, you know, when Promise Keepers and Coach McCarthy had started that movement and we had E-teams and we were meeting, you know, 4 or 6 guys at a time, it was spectacular, Jeff. You know, the kind of, you know, conversations that went on that, you know, it was just men talking men stuff. And, you know, sharing their hearts and being vulnerable and doing the things that the Bible has been telling us that we should be doing. But then there was this antithetical force that came in and basically took it away. And then it got further exacerbated. I'm talking about the distancing because of COVID, because we lost track and understanding what the importance of these critical issues are. And this is a time for us, again, to reevaluate and get back to first principles and say, okay, because if we do not understand what the standard is and the importance of first principles, the next, the next pandemic, the next emergency will come in, and then we're worse off than where we started.
Yeah, I mean, we need friends. And it takes some intentionality to create friends when, A, life is busy, B, you're pretty mobile, you've maybe moved away from your hometown, where your folks are. The extended family is not as influential as it used to be. Sometimes it is in some ethnic communities, which is a strength of theirs, that, you know, attachment to the extended family.
But men in particular are missing out on friendship, and that is not good for you. It's not good for your willingness to process your life with someone else. You keep everything secret. And, gosh, if you don't have a friend who you know and trust and like, who you can kind of admit what you're not so good at or what you messed up at, or talk about what you're thinking of doing. Hey, I'm thinking about starting this business, or, you know, buying this new car. And there's no one to say, hey, sure, that's going to work out real well. Is that a good idea? You know, and so you're not, what you lose, Bill, is you lose objectivity about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have an accurate view of yourself. And we make dumb decisions when we're not objective. Like, let's just put it in the husband-wife situation. If you never have a quality friend, not just a guy that you're, you know, drinking beers with and telling each other, yeah, she shouldn't talk to you like that way. I wouldn't put up with that from my old lady. You shouldn't have any friend who calls your wife old lady anyway. But anyway, if you don't have a real friend to process stuff with, you're going to be a worse version of a husband. You're not going to realize when you've been selfish and mean, when you haven't dated her for 6 months and you're whining that your sex life is not very exciting. You don't look at yourself. You blame the other person when you're living in isolation and subjective views of things, which is your own brain talking to yourself instead of a friend. We need friends to be objective about ourselves and be a better version of ourselves. I love helping men build this type of friendship.
Well, Jeff, talk about your ministry. We've got about 45 seconds left, and I'm going to let you wrap things up. So talk about your ministry and how men are being encouraged and how it's making a difference in their lives.
Well, guys are starting to meet with one another, even by Zoom and phone calls and, of course, live. And they just made a decision to do it every week and check in and say, what's the most important thing going on? How can I support you? How can I pray for you? And they're getting that coaching on huddling together and forming level 5 friendships at my website with a real short, free PDF coaching called the Level 5 Friendship Playbook. The Level 5 Friendship Playbook. So that men are getting that at menhuddle.com.
You got it. We got to leave it there. Jeff Kemp, thank you.
My active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Sky Rizzi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Sky Rizzi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Sky Rizzi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Sky Rizzi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Sky Rizzi and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZI to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, I appreciate Jeff Kemp's perspective. You know, the thing that happens is that we hear so much about the negative, and we really don't realize how much good is being put out there. You know, how many guys are getting together, marriages that are healing, revival that's taking place, new babies coming into our lives, as you can hear Paxi in the background. It's a lot more positive than people would think. You know, we've gone through a lot together as a country, and I believe in the people. This is why, you know, this great American experiment is so powerful, and that we cannot let it go. And this is what drives, you know, the communists and Marxists and all these others that would want to come in and destroy us and break us up, is that we hold on to those things that are good and positive. And there's no other country. There's no other form of government that will allow us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. Yeah, along the way, I mean, we've kind of polluted the waters. I think we've overstepped some things and thought that, oh, we knew better than people themselves and them making right decisions. And it's tough. It's tough to watch people go through hard times. You know, our kids, I mean, we bend over backwards, you know, for them. And we give them all kinds of extra consideration because they're our kids and we love them. You know, but unfortunately, sometimes when that spreads out into a society, we go overboard. And we have the America that we have today. But I have faith. I have faith that we're going to, you know, we're going to come together and take on, you know, these issues that we have in our big cities where crime has gone up, where homelessness has taken place, where people are just melting their brains, you know, on drugs. This is unsustainable. But it's up to us, those of us who are healthy and that are not strung out on drugs, that still have hope for tomorrow, we're the ones that must come alongside and share that hope with others. This is why I appreciate Samantha Mao when she comes in, you know, with all these great stories that lift us all up because we realize maybe it's not as bad as the mainstream media would want us to believe. Right, Sam?
That's right. I mean, there's always more stories that I can share with you. You know, there's stories that don't ever make the news, you know, that you just hear in person. There's more stories than I can count every week that are new that I can share with you. And you know, I think the fact that we have the freedom to make our own choices and people choose to do these positive things tells you a lot about people in our society. I just think that, you know, it's not like it's different. You know, I think it feels different when somebody gives you something versus when something is taken away from them to give to you. You know, like it feels different for the government to give it to you versus somebody else. Being a fellow citizen and being like, I'm just doing this out of the goodness of my heart. I'm doing this to help you. It feels different. And, you know, it feels different coming from both sides. It feels different when you choose to give. It feels different when you get it by choice. And
exactly.
There's a lot of things that the government couldn't fill in anyway.
Yeah, I mean, really, and we're better off. I mean, you look back and we were talking about Labor Day yesterday and looking, you know, how people supported one another. You know, before welfare came into play, and, you know, welfare did a lot of damage. And I get it. You know, you see people that are hurting and you think, and somehow the government thinks that, and it's like when they get in the way, I mean, you go into, and they really get in the way, because it has to serve this humongous institution or organization that is self-sustaining. You know, there's no end to it. It's just like, okay, we've got this welfare system, and nobody is coming back and holding it to account, saying, okay, how many people are we moving off of welfare? Is it an in-and-out process, or is it just in, and you're in welfare jail for the rest of your life, and you become mediocre and a portion of what you were expected to be? I think that's sad, right?
It's like if you try to, when you're trying to better yourself, you might better yourself just enough to not really be out of the, you know, out of the danger zone, but not able to qualify. So it keeps people down. And it's, that's a, you know, that's a crappy thing. It's like, oh, I made just enough money to not get any help. So you're like, you know, if you work hard and you make just enough to not get any help, that doesn't really benefit you at all. So it encourages people to stay down. So something needs to be figured out, you know, in my opinion.
Well, no question. Well, you know, like Ravik Ramaswamy has pointed out that here you are, you know, you're rewarding all the wrong behavior in promoting fatherlessness in America. And look what's happened, particularly in minority communities, those numbers, how they've gone exponentially through the roof. I mean, at one point, you know, I think it was single-digit fatherlessness, particularly in black communities. Now it's you know, I don't know, 40-50% or something higher. It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's unsustainable.
It's so
you've got these kids that don't have a fair shot at it.
Know?
I mean, and this is the America of tomorrow. And we've got these kids that have been hindered because of these government programs, these people that think they know better. But, you know, America needs a wake-up call for the sake of its citizens. You know, that's what we need to stand in the gap for and defend them. I want to talk about this, you know, speaking of, you know, great stories. I mean, this is incredible, you know, that you've got a woman who adopts a husband's ex-wife's baby after growing up in foster care. Tell us about this story.
That's right. So Christina works. She grew up in foster care herself, and her husband, his name's Wesley, they married, you know, and they married 5 years ago, and they blended their two families, and there's two of her children that were a little older than his two children, and he found out about Wesley's ex-wife, and Wesley's ex-wife is the mother of two of their children named Austin and Dakota, and she found out she was pregnant. And she's always had, you know, my understanding, she's always had the ex-wife had a substance abuse problem. And, you know, so she ends up giving birth to this child. And she passes away just 5 days after giving birth. There was never even a birth certificate or anything. And when Christy found this out, when Christy and her husband found out about, you know, the sibling of their child and this woman's child, they just knew they couldn't let it stand, so they moved everything down to Texas so they could go foster him. And 2 years later, they've made it official. And, you know, she was saying she actually, like, Christy actually had a positive experience in the foster system, but she just couldn't bear the thought of this child being out there and being the sibling. Because, you know, she stepchildren, her children, which is the way it should be. And, you see all these pictures of their family blended together now. So now she went from having a family of two to having a family of five within a short amount of time. And, you know, and she said, whenever he gets older, she'll make sure she says, we fought for you. And I just think that's such a blessing, you know, like you hear, and I can't imagine what it's like to be adopted. I've never been adopted, but those people fought for you. You know, it's like, this is a big deal. You weren't an accident. You weren't anything. You were loved and you were wanted. And you had a whole family of people arranged their whole lives to fight for you. I just think that's, I just can't think of anything more love that you could give to a child. And I hope that, you know, somewhere in heaven, his mom's looking down and feeling at peace, because I think that would be so scary to have a child and then be worried about like something happening to yourself, and you just don't know if anybody's going to take care of them. And who would think it'd be your ex-husband and his new wife? Who would think?
Yeah, right, exactly. This next story is about a dying father's wish fulfilled, seeing his son graduate from high school. Tell us about that.
That's right. So Ewan Duane is around 2 years from graduating, and his dad, Leon, he's in hospice and probably won't get to see the real thing. So this close-knit community at Jellicoe High School, they decide to get together an honorary graduation program. And they, I mean, they have the, like, you know, the rooms full. He has the cap and gown. He gets to do the whole pomp and, you know, like, just the whole ceremony. I'm sorry, Paxton, wanting to join.
Yeah, well, of course. He's getting excited. We like it. It's all right.
He's like, graduation, I'm ready. I'm 8 months.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Do I get a car?
Yeah, that's right. So he even walked to pomp and circumstance down the aisle of the auditorium.
Oh, wow.
And his
wow.
dad got to be there. And everybody was talking in the community was talking about what a great guy his dad was. And, you know, while it's like it's such a heartbreaking thing to see why this is occurring, it shows how much the community loves both of them and how much he loves his dad. So this is able to happen, and it's quite a beautiful picture. And you know,
what
Leon was saying how proud he is, and it's just it's so wonderful. I mean, just to be able to see him graduate and just know that he is that important to the school, I think that's such a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, here you've got police officers. They have a long overnight shift, and they feel like their duty is not complete. And they go to help a man who needs help with his yard, huh?
That's right. So Florence Byron EMS was on a medical call home, and then Florence police officers, Michael Stanilin, Hunter Jacobs, Andrew Fields, and Mason Cook, noticed that the lawn had become overgrown. Well, you know, if you can't afford somebody to mow your lawn and you're not physically capable of getting out there yourself, this is something that becomes a real issue for you. And, you know, they learned that the resident was actually in poor health and just unable to do the landscaping himself. So after they get off this long overnight shift, they all get together with their own lawn equipment and went back to the home and mowed it and cleaned up the landscaping. And I think that's such a beautiful, you know, like these officers, you have to be exhausted after that long overnight shift. And they just decided as if they didn't do it for a recognition. They did end up getting, you know, people found out and wanted to share the story, but they did it just to
exactly.
do it. And I'm having a feeling these guys do that kind of thing all the time.
Yeah. See, and these are the kind of guys you want to defund, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh,
I don't think so. Wow, what a service to the community. I mean, this is what servanthood is all about, what they demonstrated, and what a glowing example and demonstration for everybody there in that community, you know, for them to do, you know, and go beyond the call of duty like that. That is really special. Now you know why she's the good news girl, Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, you too.
You got it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.